The research vessel Blue Heron will be putting in long days during three expeditions scanning sectors of western Lake Superior, a strip 5 miles wide and 22 miles long from Lester River to two harbors on the lake's north shore. The Heron's mission is to find dump sites on Lake Superior's bottom that have been lost, whether intentionally or by the passing of time, where ammunition and weapons parts were dumped by order of the Department of Defense. The DOD is paying for this mission with a $600,000 grant to Wisconsin's Red Cliff Band of Chippewa. It's part of a program to deal with waste dumped on reservations and ceded territories across the United States. Red Cliff Environmental Director Melanie Montano says they're concerned about keeping this sacred lake from contamination, but they're also being cautious.
We just want to make sure that people know that we're not pushing for a removal at this time because we don't want to make that decision because, you know, we don't have any results as to how much is down there, what's down there. We would rather make a decision after all of the results are found because it may be safer just to leave them in there.
This month, Red Cliff hired EMR Engineering of Duluth, a native-owned operation that has been working on locating these barrels for the past 2 years. Barrels won't be raised this year, but they'll get a close look by high-resolution sonar to check the condition of these 55-gallon drums. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.